Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And again, you can bring up anything you want coming up. Bitcoin, according to some academic, may not last that much longer. Yes, once again, they have predicted the demise of Bitcoin. This has been done many a time. But it's always fun to review yet another prediction. And we will see if this person's got some sort of a clue that all the other people who predicted Bitcoin's demise have been completely wrong about. So,
No. One Bitcoin is only worth 45,000 times more than a dollar.
Yeah, something like that. 46,000, somewhere in that range today. It's a little bit down from where it's been over the past few weeks. Right now at $46,330 per Bitcoin. So we can talk about that. Plus, the metaverse. We've been discussing not the government so much, but these big mega corporations like Facebook. Of course, they renamed themselves to Meta because they're now focusing on pimping this metaverse concept. We dug into that over the last few weeks, and you know, what's it really all about? It just seems like a repackaging of the same old stuff that's been around for decades now, except now with VR, essentially virtual worlds. Well, an early tester of the Horizon Worlds by Facebook says that they were groped by a stranger, and that somehow being in VR made it worse. So I'm not really sure how that works, but we'll...
Wait, they were groped by a stranger in VR.
Yeah, and somehow it was worse.
Because it felt so real.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty ridiculous sounding. We'll get into that, too. Plus, Bonnie, you're going to tell us about somebody saying, keep complying, although I don't know if they're being facetious or not. We'll get into that, too. Of course, your calls, your thoughts, welcome. 603-283-6160. But to start things out here tonight... we are now streaming on yet another video streaming platform, so I want to welcome anybody who might happen to be watching us on Float, which I don't know how many there are right now because we just started streaming, so probably most people there don't know that we're there, but we are now there. We've had the founders of Float on the show on a few different occasions. Their website is float.app. It's spelled funny, right? Like a lot of these internet things are spelled different. So it's FLOTE.APP, float.app. And it is a freedom-friendly platform, a libertarian, dare I say, operated platform. Kingsley and Aaron Edwards are the couple that is putting this thing together. They've done a lot of stuff in the freedom world, especially out west. I think they still live in Las Vegas. And they put this platform together a couple of years ago, and you know, I joined it, and it's active. I joined it a couple of years ago, and it was active, and I just you know checked it again, and it still seems like it's even more so than it ever was. So if you're looking for another, I'm not going to call it self-hosted, but they're self-hosting it. It's their own platform, so it's not like a Mastodon. I think they rolled this one up fresh. I think they programmed this one themselves, so it's not something that's like off the shelf. It's their own system. And one of the things they have over there at Float that Mastodon definitely doesn't have is a live streaming platform. So that's where we're at right now. And you mentioned, Chris, that you'd spotted the same news that I did that Float posted about on their social media accounts, and that is that they have now been threatened by the almighty powers of Google.
Yeah, they're being forced to censor if they don't want to be censored themselves, effectively, from the Google Play Store, as I understand it. There's actually not a whole lot.
That's pretty much all there is to
the story. but yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's like it's a censorship as I understand it, it was intended to, I guess, help thwart censorship, and it's supposed to be the free speech platform, if I'm not mistaken. And
it's one of them. I mean, we've got one too.
I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. It's one of them. But that's what it was. Its intent anyway, right?
Right.
And Google just doesn't like free speech. It's funny. It's like do no evil or something like that. But I guess that doesn't include
No, they stopped that. That was like an old byline or whatever for Google or what do you call it? Tagline?
Yeah.
Company mission tagline, or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something like that.
They got rid of that years ago.
Yeah, and it's kinda like, okay, I guess they don't even have a patriotic desire, I guess, of some kind, because that's part of you would think kind of like the American kind of
freedom of speech.
Yeah, I mean it's part of the American way of life, supposedly, right?
Yeah, I do find myself wondering, and you know, again, of their social media post, all they say is Google threatened they will ban our app unless we censor our users. We knew this day would come, which is why we built an APK that is available on their website, joinfloat.com, and that's FLOTE. They say we will not be told how to run our company. We will stand by our principles and defend free speech.
Nice.
So kudos to them for that. But I am curious, like, what did the actual notice from Google say? Because we know Apple has done this in the past to different groups. Like, for instance, Telegram is one group that Apple came to and said, you have to remove these rooms. You know, whatever they were about, I don't remember what the specific issue were. These chat rooms must be removed from your platform, or we're going to deplatform you. So Telegram did that in order to stay on Apple, but those things are still accessible through their other apps, just not through the Apple app. And the same thing's true, by the way, for Odyssey. I heard Odyssey being their former president being interviewed, Jeremy Kaufman. I forget where he was being interviewed, but he was talking about how when you search for certain terms on Odyssey, which is the streaming one of the streaming platforms we're on, they block them on Apple. So they had to block specific terms, like I don't know if it was COVID-related. I think it might have been some sort of COVID-related search terms. So you cannot find those videos easily on the iPhone version of Odyssey. Now, if you go on their website, You can search whatever you want. If you use, I presume, the Android app, you can search whatever you want, but the iPhone version, restricted. So this has been done a number of times. It is a power move by Google and Apple where they know that they're in control of the two largest platforms for app finding on the planet, right? The Google App Store and the Apple App Store, or Google Play Store, I guess they call it. That's where you got to be.
It's kind of concerning because it's not just Apple and Google, right? Really, you can avoid Apple and Google to some degree, but there's also governments who have basically been doing the same thing. I believe like Italy, it might have been Italy. I forget exactly what was censored, but there was stuff that was being censored. And I don't know. I think that might – I don't know if that has also – and this is the other scary thing. This may also affect not just people in Italy. It may affect people outside of Italy. So you may be getting censored by China or who knows, you know, what other countries. Now, often it is restricted to, like – you know, Amazon, I believe, they were they're trying to get into China's good graces, so it came out here today, I think it was even, that they basically, they were censoring stuff, I think, at their Chinese version of Amazon, so it's like Amazon.cn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they
like certain products were being blocked?
I think it was the reviews,
and
it had to
do
with like the president's book or something like that.
So they just,
I wasn't clear.
No negative reviews allowed, right?
All five stars,
right?
So I don't know. I wasn't really clear if they disabled reviews for all products. Or if it was just the one book, or what the story was, but they also said some other things that like they were turning in dissidents and things, and really crazy stuff. Actually, that's probably another good story. I don't know if I have it in my notes or not, but
it's pretty insane what some of these companies will do to get into the Chinese market.
They will do
anything the Chinese government gang asks them or you know demands that they do because they want to make money.
Yeah, I always it's interesting. I've avoided Amazon for. I avoided it for so many years. And I still try to avoid it to, you know, the best of my ability, but it's really hard to avoid sometimes.
Yeah.
Weren't you using them to buy stuff through Purse at one point?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is what I mean. It's like it's really hard to avoid Amazon.
Especially when you can get 10% off through SaveThePurse.com. More coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us. We'll get into Bonnie's story about compliance. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. Phones open here. If you want to join us, the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Don't forget, you can check out Bitcoin.com. They got the latest news headlines every single day from the world of cryptocurrency. It's not just about Bitcoin. They cover a lot of different stuff there over at news.bitcoin.com. Plus, if you're brand new to cryptocurrency, it might be a good time to get into the world of crypto, given that Bitcoin is down quite a bit from its peak of 68,000 and change. I think it hit like 3 or so weeks ago.
I feel like it keeps going up. I thought it was like 66 or something like that. And then
it was 66.
And then I heard 67, and I'm hearing 68.
But now it's 46, so it's down a little bit.
It's on sale.
Yeah, it might be a good time to look at it, you know, maybe as a Christmas gift or something like that. Head over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page. And you can start learning about cryptocurrency because, again, it's technology that is here to stay, and we think it's pretty important. So, well, in fact, we'll talk about Bitcoin coming up here because there's yet another proclamation that Bitcoin is on the verge of death, and we can talk about that. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Sydney is on the line in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live, Sydney.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to bring up, you were talking about yesterday, Adam Kokesh. I haven't followed Adam Kokesh on a daily basis for a long time, and I actually didn't look into this case much. I heard you talking about him briefly yesterday, and what came to mind immediately is that any time I think a lot of these activists, they speak out and they create dialogue, that I think that there are people out there that are putting targets on their back. I think Adam Kokesh for a long time is one of those people that just because of his position, his activism, he puts a big target on his back. He brings a lot of people to the liberty community, and he's got his own little thing, his own little spin. People have different opinions about him. But, you know, a long time ago, we were in Philadelphia. I was at a protest, and he got arrested. And it was obviously a free speech thing. He did then exactly what he's doing now. He just basically held his ground, didn't cooperate with the system. And I think it was like a week or 10 days later, they let him out with no charges. Once again, it was the feds that were trying to go for him. I think that's the case right now. So I really think that people like him, other people, the Crypto Six, I think you speak out and there's a target on your back. So I think this is like a PSA that, for him, he's got to travel in groups. I think the streaming thing that he doesn't have video, he's got to get a better setup. I think operational security.
Well, I mean, if you're in the middle of nowhere, you're not going to be able to stream, right? Like and I presume that's where the Sawatch County is in Colorado. I'm guessing it was not in a cell phone well-covered area. So I think that's why we didn't get a stream from him. But you're certainly right. Traveling in a group is obviously a better move than driving somewhere all by yourself. But, you know, one of the things that Adam did was he moved down to Arizona and set up a kind of a homestead down there. And he I think he lives with his wife, but I don't think he's got like a bunch of people around. It's not like here in New Hampshire where a quick phone call or a quick message or a quick two-way radio communication can get a handful of people to show up in relatively short order in an emergency situation because, well, we're within a relatively close distance from one another here. We got a high concentration of activists. So, unfortunately, he doesn't have that support system down there. That said, he does have a lot of support outside of his area, so he did have a ton of people calling the jail where he's being held there in Sawatch County, Colorado, and he said that it made a difference in the message that we played from him yesterday. So he definitely does have support. And I think you're right, Sydney. You know, when you step out there and you put yourself out there in favor of freedom, if you are actually making an impact and you're reaching people with these ideas, you're also going to reach the ears of the federal government gang, and they want to hurt you.
And he was saying that yesterday that he basically knows that he is sacrificing himself.
Yeah, he threw himself on the wheels or the gears of the system.
You know, and the thing is with this is why more people need to step up and speak out, because the more people who do, the harder it is for them to go after select people. I mean, they can still try, but if there's too many people speaking out, it gets a lot harder.
It's scary, though, right? Like, that's why they come after Adam. That's why they come after us, because they want to show how scary they are and how dangerous they are, and they can put somebody in prison for two life sentences plus 40 years like they did with Ross Ulbricht just for running a website. and they want to cow you into submission.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely they definitely want you to be afraid of them. And I think one of the ways you can push back with, and not even necessarily kind of cross the line, but just show them that you're not afraid, you know. Show up to record, you know, somebody being arrested, mm-hmm. or, you know, a raid occurring, or, you know, go to protests, you know. Most people are super afraid of the police. So even just showing up to like a DUI checkpoint, you know, that has an impact.
Sydney, anything else you want to share?
I think he's a very strong man, and he'll be fine. He's kind of on his spiritual retreat, as you guys like to call it.
Yeah.
He likes to call it that. So thinking back to the time he was arrested in Philadelphia, there was very clear and obvious video evidence. There were hundreds of people there at the Smoke Down 420.
Yep.
And so that didn't really help him, you know, getting just because there's evidence of it, that they're acting criminally and just going after him didn't stop them from doing it. So he's going to stand his ground. Hopefully he wins this. And like in Philadelphia, the Smoke Down 420, in the end, years later, we can look back and we won that. You know, marijuana is becoming decriminalized, legalized even in many places. And so slowly these things are changing. And hopefully Adam Kokesh is going to get a win, and that will help to change things. And help.
Yeah, I hope so. And I appreciate your optimism. Now, you're calling from Pennsylvania. Are you there in Philly or are you elsewhere?
No, I'm near Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
I actually fled from New York City because of COVID. I'm so happy I'm not there. The COVID madness continues, and it seems that it's getting worse now that we go into the winter in terms of the messaging. Apparently, a lot of people are going to die. You're going to die, and your family's going to die if you're not vaccinated.
Yeah, well, now so I was going to mention that.
There, but I'm in Pennsylvania now. I hope to make it up to New Hampshire. I've been to Horse Fest. You know, I'm involved. It's just I have things pulling me in many directions, but I hope to make up there to New Hampshire in a few years. I do have a question for you really quick. You can talk about it when I get off. If New Hampshire achieves independence, what do you see the immigration policy being? So for somebody like me and many other people that are not in New Hampshire right now, in 2 years, what's it going to be like to go into the independent nation of New Hampshire?
That's an excellent question, and I hope you can get here sooner rather than later to help us declare independence, because the more people who believe in the freedom to travel, and thank you, Sydney, for your call tonight. The more people who believe in the freedom to travel that move here sooner, that move here before independence is declared, and it could happen as early as November, by the way. We've got a ballot measure or a bill that could, if voted by more than 60% of the House and the Senate here in New Hampshire, could end up on the ballot in 2022, in November of 2022. So independence for New Hampshire could be that soon. Now, that's optimistic, but it could happen. And I think there's a possibility that it could happen. So if we've got more people who believe in the freedom to travel here when New Hampshire declares independence, then the policy that will be set for the border is more likely to be openness and freedom. Because that's the schism is going to happen.
Yeah.
As soon as we declare independence, there's going to be a group of people who supported independence but want to lock down the border.
Sure. The amendment doesn't actually say anything about it. So
no, it doesn't.
Presumably it would be open borders.
I don't think that there would be a group of people big enough to lock down the borders in New Hampshire.
I think it would be hard to lock them down either.
It'd be too hard.
Well, let's talk about it coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A top AAA official is admitting Americans are ready to hit the road this holiday season after being stuck at home last year. The Auto Club predicting 109 million travelers will drive or fly during the Christmas and New Year's period. That's a 34% increase from last year and just below the 119 million who got out in 2019 before the pandemic hit. On Friday, the White House COVID response team held a briefing where CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the Omicron virus is on its way to becoming a dominant variant in the United States.
Omicron is increasing rapidly, and we expect it to become the dominant strain in the United States, as it has in other countries in the coming weeks.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Dr. Anthony Fauci says studies have found a rather profound immunity increase against the Omicron variant after a booster shot is taken. One of the nation's leading infectious disease experts noting the best protection against the Delta and Omicron variants is getting fully vaccinated plus receiving a booster shot.
We are in a situation where we are now facing a very important Delta surge, and we are looking over our shoulder at an oncoming Omicron surge.
Fauci adding Omicron is more transmissible than any variant we have seen before, but there are still details unknown because of how new the variant is. Spider-Man No Way Home is already setting box office records, the film bringing in $50 million in ticket sales from previews yesterday. This is the third highest movie opening in history behind Avengers Endgame and Star Wars The Force Awakens. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, phones open if you want to join us here. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. And you can go there, sign up for their daily dispatch if you want to get the latest on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state right in your inbox. Or just go and get the latest stories anytime over at freedomsphoenix.com. They've got it there. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. Freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue, Ian, Bonnie, and Chris in the studio. We were just talking with a gentleman about New Hampshire independence and what the border situation is going to look like. And I think we can do some speculating, because ultimately that's really all we can do at this point. We're not to that event. At some point, I believe that is going to happen. And I think that certainly the more people that we can gather here who love freedom and who love the idea of independence, the better off we're all going to be. So the sooner we can secede, the more people, because look, all you got to do is come here and start talking to these state representatives about putting this thing on the ballot, and then show up on November, whatever it is, next year, and vote for it.
We've already done that part of that for you. It's on the ballot.
It could be.
It's an amendment anyway that's been proposed by the representatives.
It still has to pass the House and the Senate here in New Hampshire. It's 60%, so it's a little bit of a supermajority there.
Right.
All they have to vote for is to put it on the ballot, and then we'll get to vote in November.
Correct.
So it is doable, But the more people that can move here before November, the more doable it'll be, right?
Sure,
like, so there's
a
sense of urgency here because we don't get to do it in...
Three years.
Well, hold on. Let's say it doesn't go forward. Let's say it dies. It gets, you know, rejected by the New Hampshire House or Senate and it doesn't make it to the ballot.
Right.
We don't get to try again next year. In 2023, there's a rule in New Hampshire that the same bill can only be submitted every other year.
Hmm.
So it would have to wait until 2024 at that point. Now, that doesn't mean that you couldn't submit a similar bill, I think. I'm not sure what all the rules are about that, so maybe there could be like an alternate version somehow, some way. We'll have to talk to the state reps about that
if the time comes. I think what it would be is we'd be able to basically shoot for something that makes us more independent, but without actually declaring independence.
Maybe.
That would be okay, but we wouldn't be able to submit basically the same bill again.
Yeah, keep FBI out of our state.
Yeah, like,
there you go, nullification.
Right, right. Some sort of nullification bill, something that, you know, says, you know, well, we don't, I don't know, something that basically just doesn't allow, like, federal government to interact with state employees.
Postal Service, I'm okay with letting them continue to deliver mail.
For
that's
now.
Okay.
Not forever.
But let's talk about the border question, because that was what he was asking about. And you guys don't believe that it's possible that there could be New Hampshire state border controls in the nation of New Hampshire, the Republic of New Hampshire, or whatever it would end up being. You guys don't think that's a possibility. And I don't know. There's some paranoid anti-immigration people all
who are going to stop their jobs to just be border control.
I don't think that there would be a substantial border patrol or anything of that nature, just because it wouldn't be economically viable, but it's it wouldn't be in our interest, right? It wouldn't be in our economic interest. It wouldn't be in the United States' economic interest. It definitely wouldn't be in, you know, Maine's economic interest.
You
right?
definitely don't want to keep trade out. Even as a border lockdown person, you know that trade's still got to come across those borders. There's still got to be trucks moving product in and out. And to your point, there's not a wall on the Canadian border either, right? So the odds
they're another country already.
Is, I mean, of course, that actually I think makes the argument that we would end up with maybe not a border wall, but border guards, because Canada is also fairly similar to the people in the United States. Although the difference between Canada and say New Hampshire is that you've got Maine and you can't get to Maine unless you go through either Canada or New Hampshire. So it would be, I think it would be less likely than I think we'd have even less restriction than Canada. So, and Canada is not easy to go through that border. So,
I just think, who are these people you guys think are going to stop doing whatever jobs they do now just to have the job of standing there and making sure nobody crosses the invisible line?
Well, I mean, the U.S. government's got people in those jobs, so why wouldn't people get hired? I mean, you're working for the government, you get all the
U.S. government
benefits.
Wouldn't be part of New Hampshire.
I know, I'm just saying, but people work those jobs. They get government benefits. They get government paychecks.
Here's what I suspect. If they're going to have a border, right, if they're going to have like border guards, it's probably going to be minimal, to the extent where, oh, you flash your, you know, driver's license or something of that nature. Because I mean, just think about it. Because what's the alternative? The alternative is they literally are cutting Maine off. They're not going to do that.
Yeah. The strongest argument is the way New Hampshire currently is super cheap. Like as far as frugal, New Hampshire as a state government is still a state, so they still spend too much money on a lot of things. But when you compare New Hampshire state government and its budget, for instance, to other states, it's actually going down. The Free Staters and the Liberty state reps actually passed a smaller budget for this next year. They're cutting taxes.
I've heard of governments cutting taxes, but I've never heard of a government reducing its budget, right? Because governments will cut taxes by increasing borrowing, right? And then you'll see an increase in tax next year, even though the taxes this year go down, right? But when you reduce the budget, there's no future where you have to pay, you know, those taxes, like an increase in taxes.
And there's like these little things in New Hampshire. I remember when I first moved here, we were trying to find the house that we're broadcasting from, and I wasn't able to find it. Like, we just happened to drive around for a while in Keene until we finally saw the street. And the thing is that you'll notice when you're up here is, like, where I come from, on every street corner, there's a sign. There's a sign that tells you what the streets are that you're turning on or off of, whatever. Not in New Hampshire.
Yeah, my street that I live on doesn't even have a stop sign, and that's not like an accident. It's like humming.
Yeah. So, but I mean like street signs to tell you where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was up here working, knocking on doors in the middle of nowhere in New Hampshire, everywhere, it's true, they just don't have street signs sometimes, and you're like, I don't know what street I'm on.
I think it's because they're so frugal. Somebody said, the way these people are up here, I know that somebody went in front of the state reps a long time ago and said, well, you know what? We should have street signs at every intersection. And someone else is like, are you kidding? We can have street signs only at the one end of the street, and that's good enough. And that way they cut the cost in half, right? They don't have to have as many street signs out there. I think that's honestly what they did.
I could see it being like, I don't know how it works in New Hampshire. Like, what determines whether or not there's a stop sign or, a street sign?
What I've noticed from observing this over the years is usually you'll see the street sign at the main intersection on that road. So if the road that you're on is like going through a neighborhood, you won't see it at the little neighborhood intersections. You'll only see it at that front intersection when it's hitting that main drag out in front of the neighborhood. That's the only place they'll put one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You just have to trace
the
road.
Probably what it is for the street signs. I'm still trying to figure out the stop sign thing, though.
Maybe just because they know people will stop on your street or die. It's like a major road.
It is obvious.
So, obviously are going to stop.
And I think where they're lacking stop signs, it's obvious that you have to stop, but it's like one of these things where it's like, I don't know. It just seems
you're
so weird.
You're saying there's no stop sign where it tees off on the major road where you're leaving your neighborhood?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, there has to be a stop sign there. Like, there's no way you cannot stop. And
but people stop anyway because,
self-preservation.
Right, self-preservation. But, it's kind of funny because it kind of makes the point of we actually don't need as much government as people think we do. Like, who's going to maintain the roads? Well, clearly the stop signs aren't that important if we have lots of streets that don't have stop signs on them.
Someone will maintain the roads. I mean, it is absolutely something that the marketplace is going to provide. So I think that's actually an argument in y'all's favor that it's, given how frugal, how skinflint the people of New Hampshire are, it doesn't seem likely that they're going to want to spend a bunch of money on restricting.
We don't even have mandated car insurance in New Hampshire.
And without all the federal regulations, I think business is going to be just way too profitable for people to want to just work for the government standing there guarding the roads. You're going to want to be doing your own thing.
Something productive
with way less government hoops to jump through where you can make a lot more money.
Well, I hope you're right about that because I know those people are going to be loud and they do exist. I mean, we've run into some of them when we've been talking about New Hampshire independence. They'll start salivating about the border and, we got to keep the Mexicans out. So those people are out there.
If you don't even have a border with Mexico.
We're going to have a conflict with them once we secede. There's more coming up. It's free time.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Chris.
Of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. That is the point of the program. We've got stuff to talk about here tonight, though, including somebody got molested, apparently, in the metaverse. And I don't even know what that's supposed to mean, but that's what they're saying. They're saying they were groped by a stranger, and we can get into that coming up here in moments. Plus, somebody's saying the Bitcoin may not last that much longer.
Oh, we'll see why
they're making that claim, which is, you know, been made a million times about Bitcoin. Maybe they got something new. Maybe they've got something fresh. We'll get into that. Bonnie, you had a story actually you wanted to share with us last night. We just didn't get a chance to get it on. It's about obedience.
Yes, a lawyer in New Jersey has written this, opinion article called First Comply, Then We'll Grant You Some Rights.
And where's this from?
Brownstone Institute.
I think Jeffrey Tucker's been writing for them. I don't know if that's something he founded, but he does a lot of writing over there, so they've got some good content.
Well, it starts off, more and more people feel like something is off about our response to the COVID pandemic. This pandemic is claimed by political establishment prophets to be the first time in history that we need universal, worldwide vaccination to dissipate a respiratory pathogen. The proffered vaccines do not provide sterilizing immunity. Rather, they lead to regular breakthrough infections. Yet we are directed to mix and match them as we like on a regular basis in order to eat in restaurants and attend events.
Oh, by the way, another headline related to the vaccines. According to the Daily Mail in the UK, the CDC is now warning Americans not to get the Johnson & Johnson shot due to a blood clot risk following 9 deaths. A panel from the CDC unanimously recommended that people take the other vaccines.
Yeah, because the government has actual, interest in Moderna.
Oh, they're getting a cut, right? They've got, some sort of a share.
Agreement, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, it would have been nice to know that, 6 to 8 months ago when people were getting
the Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, I know somebody that has gotten the Johnson & Johnson. A lot of people were like, I'm going to get Johnson & Johnson.
You probably know a few people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
having recovered from the disease itself does not suffice to maintain your rights. The ability to prove that you are not susceptible to the pathogen due to inherent good health does not suffice. To maintain freedom of movement, you must submit to the injections. Something is off.
I refuse.
Yeah. They want us to take these vaccines very badly. They want to build a QR tracking infrastructure on this safety premise very badly.
And we heard recently that Massachusetts, its governor, was saying within the last couple weeks that he's talking with up to 15 to 20 other governors around the country to institute some sort of a vaccine passport. They're trying to get something that's standardized across all of the states instead of it being, you know, one app over here in New York and a different app in, you know, Pennsylvania or whatever. They're trying to get some sort of a deal with some tech company, but it's still in the talking phase, it sounds like, so it's not immediate. They're working on it.
So it's happening. She's not just, you know, making it up. It's not a crazy conspiracy theory.
Well, I mean, this, a lot of people thought that this was conspiracy theory, you know, a couple of years ago. They thought the conspiracy theorists were crazy, and they turned out to be absolutely right on this issue, at least.
She says, one must ask, did they ever have a legitimate basis to lead us to this point? Did they really believe they could save grandma with a lockdown? By picking apart the superficially flawed justification they gave to the terrified world population for first imposing universal house arrest, we can see that they did not. Both the WHO and the Imperial College modeler Neil Ferguson called for a lockdown specifically based on China's Wuhan lockdown of January 2020. They admitted that lockdown was something no one previously believed would work. When Xi Jinping succeeded, they abruptly reversed course 180 degrees, calling for the entire world to copy China. This is a quote from Neil Ferguson. Quote, it's a communist one-party state, we said. We couldn't get away with it in Europe, we thought, and then Italy did it. And we realized we could. If China had not done it, the year would have been very different.
Yeah, and then the World Health Organization came out later and they said, oh, yeah, we shouldn't do lockdowns. Lockdowns, they don't work.
Yeah, they're just going to try them again anyway.
I think, the only chance the lockdowns, I wouldn't say work, but they might have reduced the initial spread, like, if it had been done right away. But China, China didn't even let the world know that it existed until, like, months and months later after it first broke out.
Well, plus there was all this propaganda that was coming out from China trying to scare people about people dropping dead in the streets.
Yeah.
And none of that ever really happened. So I'm pretty sure that was just completely state-created fakery, you know?
Yep. Sounds about right.
That just has not happened in the rest of the world.
6 weeks after the discovery of the first case, the WHO press, or during a press conference, sold the world on lockdown by claiming
the WHO.
Yeah. By claiming that Wuhan's curve is flatter compared to other regions of China. The data it used to make this case, a case that it knew would devastate world economies and any individual human who could not earn money by sitting in front of a computer screen, was presumably provided via the communist dictator. Quote, so here's the outbreak that happened in the whole country on the bottom. Here's what the outbreak looked like outside of Hubei. Here are the areas of Hubei outside of Wuhan, and then the last one is Wuhan. As you can see, the curve is much flatter. Sorry, hold on. I'm just trying to see if this quote is even important. He says, in this report, we have recommended this method to the internal community. Okay, so that's just the quote of him recommending it. This superficially pleasing explanation, one easily accepted by a trusting, scared person, raises huge red flags on closer analysis. First, how was the testing in the various regions conducted? Was it randomized throughout the population, or were there only those who presented at clinics or hospitals tested?
Well, plus, whatever it is that they're going to say, you have to believe the Chinese government.
Yeah.
So why, I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, I get people were scared. I get that, right? Like, at the earliest stage, it was unknown. We didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
There were crazy videos coming out from China, which should have been the first red alert for people. Like, hey, this is the Chinese government. Like all governments, government gangs around the world, they are liars. Okay, just like the United States government gang, liars. Chinese government gang. Also liars. So those of us who know a thing or two about the state should immediately have been skeptical of all of this. But understandably, still, some people were, you know, concerned, right? Like, what if this really was a real thing? What if people really were, you know, dying?
I understood that states are liars and all that, but I was a little scared because I wouldn't put it past them to create some virus that kills half the population. I was a little scared at first.
I have to say, I wasn't so surprised that China would go to the extent that they did to stop the spread of what seemed like maybe was a deadly virus. What was more surprising was that the rest of the world, or at least the West, went to the degree that they did to... I guess it's stop
was
the
it
virus.
Really a surprise to you?
Yeah,
that these governments
to
used
the extent as that they did. I mean, the economic.
You were surprised they pushed it as far as they did.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't seem like it's in the interest, and it still to me doesn't seem like it's in the interest of those in power. And I'm.
But that's the thing; they want power, right? I mean, some of them want money.
I guess they have the money, so they want the power, yeah. Like a different kind of power.
Yeah.
And
it's the only thing
that makes sense, but
right.
It's hard to believe.
It's hard for people like us who don't seek power, who aren't, you know, we're interested in providing a service or a product or whatever to the rest of the world. We're interested in helping people get, you know, the things they're looking for in life, whereas the state is interested in taking all that away. The state is interested in control. The state isn't interested in freedom and allowing and tolerance and love or anything like that.
Definitely not.
Or peace. They're interested in all of the opposites. So, of course, it's hard for us to fathom why they would do the things that they do. We are not those people.
I think that they knew that basically Bitcoin literally killed states. It's just going to be a slow death. They realized...
Wait, you think this is in reaction to Bitcoin?
Oh, yeah. I think a few years ago, maybe several years ago, they already figured out that their demise is imminent because of Bitcoin. The only thing they can do is take more power.
I think the more plausible explanation is not so much Bitcoin, but it's sort of connected to Bitcoin in a way, is that the financial system was down, it was already beginning to collapse, and it's not like they could hold off any further, and this is just basically a good excuse to kind of explain away, you know, the actual collapse that's now happening.
That is true, too.
That's an interesting theory. So to blame the financial system's difficulties, oh, it's COVID's fault.
Yeah.
No, we couldn't have.
Right.
We couldn't have done anything about it. 603-283-6160. COVID, now we have to spend trillions of dollars. That's the reason. The number here is 603-283-6160. There's more to your story, right, Bonnie?
Yeah.
It's coming up here about obedience and how being obedient doesn't get you more freedom. Doesn't work that way. That's not the deal. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.